Welcome back to Push to Talk. I'm Magneto Mel, and we're talking with our original Push to Talk people from the National Air Traffic Controllers Association. Leanne, you were just about ready to lead us into some of the pet peeves that pilots and controllers report about one another.
Interesting
to hear. What are some of the top on the list?
Can we
dispel any of the misconceptions that lead to those pet peeves?
I think some are when pilots double click as an acknowledgement to controllers.
Now, that's a controller's pet peeve.
That is a controller's pet peeve. And it doesn't help us out in any way, shape, or form because...
We're taught to do that sometimes. You know, instructors pass that, just do it, because then you're not on the frequency and...
We have the rule as a transmission not received, or not acknowledged as a transmission not received, which means we have to go back and reiterate our instruction to the pilot again until we get that verbal acknowledgement. Mm-hmm. So it doesn't help us out, and it also causes frequency congestion. So that was one of the top
controller
pet peeves. Yes. As for pilots, I don't want to give them all away because I want people to come.
Can you give us a teaser?
How about the fact that controllers talk really, really, really fast? To almost so fast. And if you're a general aviation pilot, controllers, especially the newer controllers that are coming on, have to learn that we know what we're going to say ahead of time. The pilots do not.
And especially new pilots that are not used to all the routine and standard statements yet.
Yes, and it's very intimidating if you're a student to fly an airplane. So not only do they have to concentrate on flying the aircraft, but they're coming in maybe for the first or second time into a controlled airspace or controlled field, and to have a controller talking way too fast and giving way too many instructions in one clearance is not helpful for them. So it's a learning process, and these are all technique items. They're not a procedural item. They're techniques that we can change so both groups can help each other out.
Now, I know one thing that's a huge, obviously, air traffic control and pilots, it's all about communication. And we hear the phraseology and standardized communications, and one of the things that I'm working on personally is analyzing this language space and how prudent the firm standardization is, because people deviate from it so much, and maybe there's other systems that we can employ. One of the big things is when someone gives a readback that's not exact, technically, I mean, it should be exact, but a little bit of paraphrase also helps you understand that the person understood what you were saying and isn't just parroting things.
Right.
So, you know, there's with astronauts, a readback is a readback. There is no deviation, and you know, I've worked with some people that have been in the aerospace and then in the aviation. They're quite appalled at how much deviation there actually is in some of these critical instructions. Do you guys have any thoughts on any of that?
Sometimes it helps, sort of like writing shorthand, and sometimes you can say stuff like that. I recently just wrote an article for Plane and Pilot magazine, and one of the things, it was the top 10 tips for pilots and controllers, and one of the things was, like, for instance, visual separation. Mm-hmm. In order for us in the center, it is a little bit different than approach control, but in the center, we have to get an exact readback. They are all over us about that. I mean, they will give you a deal if the pilot comes back and goes, for instance, it'd be like, Cherokee, one Papa Kilo, you've got traffic 12 o'clock, 5 miles southeastbound, MD-80 descending out of 10,000 for 5,000, something like that. And he goes, Roger, we've got the traffic in sight. And the controller just goes, maintain visual separation from that MD-80 descend and maintain 4,000. Well, he didn't say his call sign. And when you read it back, that's one of the things I wrote about, is when you read it back exactly, there's no... dismissal of where it's at. And I've been in this case before where I've had to say, actually, I'll tell you what, just maintain whatever your altitude is, because they're so critical about that. And, just little things like that. I mean, I know that in the FARs, for instance, when a controller says, reset transponder, squawk, a new code, you don't have to technically say it back to them, but it helps us know that you've gotten it. I mean,
right.
That's just a little side tip. And like I said, sometimes there's places where when you're really busy as a controller and really busy as a pilot, is a little bit of shorthand is not bad, but you have to, it really does help a controller out when you say exactly what we said, and we're not harping on you because you didn't say it, the whole thing the right way. It's just that we're on a recorded line and we're under constant scrutiny 24/7. So everything that we do in our lives as a controller is recorded and listened to and everything else. And being under that gun, we've got to
have it. And not every pilot is under the same scrutiny, depending on what their mission is, if they're 91, 135,
right,
whatever
exactly.
they're doing. In addition to that, I've noticed in analyzing a lot of these transcripts that frequently pilots will call in using slightly non-standard language, and then of course the controller can't do an exact readback of what the pilot did because they will adhere to the standard mm-hmm. terminology. And so then you have a mismatch, but the mismatch is because of that whole standard language. So,
and if you don't deviate from the standard language, that's really the best way for it to work, because if you say something this way and everybody says the same thing the same way, there's no confusion.
It's like the guy that checks in one Baker Charlie, you know, it's a little bit off key, but
well, I've had controllers be cute before too. Like I've mentioned before on this program in the past, I got information turkey on Thanksgiving once, and was giving Taxiway Delta or Taxiway Dixie when I was in the South.
You will see less of that.
Is it being a little bit more scrutinized? I don't want to say scrutinized, but are they cracking down a little harder on you at this point?
I've been a controller for 21 years, and this is, yes, they are.
Since you were 5.
Yes, thank you. I do have to say, yes, that they're really trying very hard to get the standard phraseology between the controllers directly down. Safety is an issue, and they're keeping the controller and pilot vocabulary very small, and that's for a reason, and that's for safety, so that there isn't a lot of deviation going on. And a lot of miscommunication.
But it's also transitioning into IKO.
Yeah, there's been some changes. There have been some changes with that in the past few years. How's that worked out for you guys?
We haven't got to the full transition of what they were wanting to do.
Well, what about with pilots as well that have been flying a long time?
I think
kind of used to one form.
Well, yeah, if you got 10,000 hours, you know, doing it one way, and then all of a sudden they're going to shove this at you.
Well, in GA private pilots, it's not like we get letters in the mail that says, okay, you're going to start using this phraseology now,
right.
And, you know, everybody's flying using their standard, you know, their standard.
That's been one
language.
Of the biggest things is that I remember as a kid a couple times I believe it was EAA would do these little seminars locally where they'd get some of the controllers out to talk with the local pilots about just some of this kind of interaction that you have. And one of the things that we don't get a lot of the time is interaction with people that we're directly working with, because we don't have these fam rides anymore. They're talking about bringing them back if they can work all that stuff out so that we can actually see what the airline pilots are doing, but also talking with the GA guys, because the GA guys are you know, one of the predominant parts of the aviation industry. I mean, such a huge part of it that being able to have that kind of interaction really makes a big difference, and being able to ask those kind of questions directly to the guys and girls that are working you.
So. Well, and here we are at the best forum for that kind of interaction. So once again, where can people come and talk to you guys about this stuff? Where can all of us lovely GA pilots come by and chat and ask all the questions that I'm not asking?
We're in, I believe it's booth 460. We're just south of the air traffic control, or just to the east of the air traffic control tower towards the field. And we're between the Mooney Pilots Association and Epic Aircraft there. So
not that far from the big flying tent.
No, just down the block from the flying tent.
And if anybody is listening on the air over our internet right now because they are not able to attend the show, you guys are accessible. These things, you guys are available year-round to pilots. How can they get a hold of you? How can they get to know local reps? Go to the towers? I mean, what can people do?
Well, there's
obviously you don't want to just go show up at the tower and say, "Hey, I've got questions."
Yeah,
but
hey, I'd like to come in there. there's we have website NACA.org. You can check out some information on there. You can also facility tours or something that we do offer across country.
And that's towers, centers,
TRACONs. We love showing
just
people.
Just set it
what
up in advance.
Just set it up in advance. It does take a little bit of time, and you can usually get the phone number information. I believe you can call flight service and ask them. Or even I think they might have it online as well. But we would, you know, we're at a lot of the big aviation events, and we love talking with people. So stop by, say hi.
And you guys have website as
well?
We have
NACA.org.
And there's contact information on there?
Contact information on there. And also for some of the people that are interested in becoming controllers, I believe it's NACAReloaded.org or I'm sorry, NACAReloaded.com has all the information. You can actually see some videos of the newer controllers like myself and other people that are doing the same thing. So.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. That Dave?
Evan.
Evan? You're Dave.
I'm Dave.
You're Evan. And Leanne, thank you very much for joining
thank
me
you.
Here
Thanks
in
for
the studio.
Us.
This has been our chat with the National Air Traffic Controllers Association. I am Magneto Mel. This has been Push to Talk on EAA Radio.